What do you think of SpaceX?
What, sorry?
What do you think of SpaceX?
What do I think of SpaceX?
Yeah.
Elon's company.
Yeah.
I would invest in that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good. It's currently, what is it doing? 96% of satellite launches are SpaceX?
Yeah.
2% the Chinese, 2% other companies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would appear I know too much about this. yeah, it's pretty, it was impressive. Someone had something there.
What would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
What would I do in a zombie apocalypse? Great question, Roma. I would go to a sports stadium, right? Sports stadiums have got famously great security because they don't want to let people in, right? So you go to like Wembley or something and they've got a big bit of grass in the middle. They've got the director's boxes. They've got the showers. You can get in and out through the underground parking. They've got bollards. So you'd hold up in there, yeah? You get machetes. Machetes don't run out of bullets. You're fucking off to the races. I'm quite looking forward to it if it happens. What would you do?
I don't know, I managed to fit in my grandma's dryer once. So probably...
You managed to fit in your grandma's dryer once? I would say Roma's plan for a zombie apocalypse is the first 20 minutes she's set. First 20 minutes she's in a dryer going, right. As soon as she gets peckish, I think you're getting eaten by a fucking zombie. But what were you doing in your grandma's dryer? Presumably making quite specialty porn. Don't pretend you don't know that fucking sub-genre. Who are you here with, Roma? Sorry, that's possibly the creepiest question you can ask me. It's dangerously close to, does anyone know you're here? Who are you here with, Roma?
My mum and brother, they're sat in different rows.
Your mum and brother, but they're sat away from you. Because of the shame. Where are they?
My hair!
Is that mum?
Yeah.
Yes. Go on, let's... Where are you?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. And who's the... Who's you?
Ishan.
Ishan, hi Ishan, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
I fucking like your voice.
Thanks.
I'm sort of surprised you're not a cartoon. If I'm 100% honest, I'm a little bit disappointed you're not pixelated in some way. What do you do?
I write for a newspaper called The Weekly Spaceman.
The Weekly Spaceman?
Yeah. It's a newspaper.
Is it called The Weekly Space and you're just calling me man?
No.
The Weekly Spaceman.
Yeah.
I'm made of questions right now. I'm genuinely excited to meet you. And what do you do for said newspaper?
I write about space articles and...
You write about space?
Yeah, about, you know...
There's loads of it, isn't there?
Yeah. I've been in love in space since I saw Tim Peake's Spacewalk in primary school.
You've been loving space.
Obsessed with...
Sorry about the autistic stuff earlier, I did. I don't know about a spectrum, I'd say you're right on one end of it, aren't you? People call you autistic all the time, yeah. That might be the autism. That's fucking great, though, if you're passionate about something.
Yeah. Lovely.
So you're writing about it. You're not tempted to get involved, do a bit of physics?
Oh, I intend to. If I can't get out there, I'm
going
to be...
It was a Nazi salute there. Elon might give you a job.
If I'm not up in space myself, I'm going to be working on those rocket engines or doing something.
I've got some really good news for you. I've got some amazing news that's going to blow your fucking mind. Do you know where Earth is? It's in space. You're already here, baby.
I know.
Some fucking proper enthusiasm. I've never been that excited. I wasn't that excited when my fucking children were born. That's incredible. Spaceman!
Do you want to play the
right
game?
What, sorry? Do you want to play? That's literally an old joke of mine. do you want to play the rape game? The person says no, and you go, that's the spirit. Are there any alien lizards? Ah, go on then. What, sorry?
Are the royal family alien lizards?
I don't think so. I don't think they fucking are. I think if they were, they'd be better looking, wouldn't they? It's like if you're gonna make a mask, you'd go, I'm gonna be fucking handsome. Not so much. They look as if a bunch of cousins fucked. How loud are you? I fucking love it. What, sorry? What's my...
You're crowned king tomorrow. What's your first...
I'm crowned king tomorrow. What's my first... So I'm king of the country, king of the world? King of the world. What's my first thing? Well, I think it would be an environmental thing. Okay, here's my pitch, right? There's too many people on the face of the earth. That's clear. What can you do? Well, I tell you what you can do. Health and safety. We get rid of health and safety... Yeah? And we let the cards fall where they may. So basically, it's a good idea, because not only are you getting rid of 50% of the population, it's the fucking dummies. Oh, my husband died because he fell off the cliff because there wasn't a railing. Will we miss him? My little boy drank paint. Well, maybe you shouldn't drink during pregnancy. I think it's a good idea, right? Get rid of the fucking dummies. Also, if there's a... Get rid of all those signs, like, you know, don't dive in the hot tub. If there's a sign there, it means some fucking cunt did it. Don't cycle on the motorway. What? Do we need those signs? Do we need the people that need those signs? I say fucking no. Other than the Thunderbirds, who's influenced my look? Good question. Johnny Carson, probably. Johnny Carson, big American TV host. And I think the thing you would say about Johnny is he always came correct. If you're going to stand up in front of people and talk, wear a fucking tie, wear a suit, present. You paid good fucking money to be here. And, you know, dress smartly. I sort of think it's nice to have a uniform for work, but also it's a sign of respect.
What would you like to do after comedy?
What would I like to do after comedy? I'm probably going to get a snack. And then I'm going to do comedy again. I might keep doing this if that's okay. I mean, I realise at some point I might get cancelled beyond repair, but I doubt it. I'll be all right. I sort of think you only get cancelled if you get cancelled by your audience. Like, sometimes you get cancelled and it's just people that already thought you were a cunt calling you a cunt. I can fucking deal with that. I'm not solving to please the Daily Mail. Fuck them. I haven't spoken to Dave in years. No, but I would. I like him.
Is he still alive?
He is, yes, still alive. Dave Spikey, like, okay, here's the weird thing about Dave Spikey. He used to do Cats with us, okay? Dave Spikey, like, the most working class northern, wrote Phoenix Nights with Peter, and, like, he's really, you know, down to earth guy. Very into yachting. He likes sailboats. He's off fucking sailing the world, so he's not really been contactable the last while. But fucking great. He was one of Britain's leading haematologists.
Would you bring him back for comedy, though?
No. He's fucking retired. Let him fucking enjoy it. He's off on a boat somewhere, looking at blood.
Do I
do any charity work? I've looked into it. It's not a payer. Bits and bobs, not much. Couple of, you know, gigs here and there, and fucking write a check, I always think. Write a fucking check, don't go on about it.
You can write it off.
You can write it off. Stop teasing me. Stop teasing me. You know I fucking would.
If you were King Charles and you had one wish, what would you...
If I was King Charles...
And you had one wish...
And I had one wish...
What would you do with his hands?
What would I do with his hands? I would, I don't know. He's got big... I've met Charles a couple of times. It's an odd thing, because normally when you shake someone's hand, I've never subscribed to that thing about firm handshake, he's a good guy, or limp handshake, no character. It's bullshit, right? But genuinely, I met him, and I shook his hand, and immediately I went, oh, he's a farmer. He's got a fucking gardener's hands. I've met enough fucking gardeners in my time to go, oh, that's a fucking gardener. It kind of tells you something about the guy. Yeah, I mean, he's got weird-looking hands, but yeah. Yeah. What? Everything's not going to be funny. Sometimes just idle gossip.
What's
your favourite comedy show you've been to?
I think probably the one I got paid most for was... I've done some fun ones. It's fun when you sort of do them with lots of other people. I did one in America at the Hollywood Bowl with Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, and that was a lot of fun to sort of be on. And then at one point in the sort of second half of the show, a lunatic from the crowd got up and tried to stab Dave, which at the time was bad. But, you know, if you're looking for anecdotes, that's the gig you want to be at. It was pretty fucking awesome. I ended up in the basement of the Hollywood Bowl with a lot of very nervous-looking people, and it was me and Busta Rhymes trying to de-escalate things. Which is a very odd situation. If you know anything about Busta Rhymes' voice, it's not the de-escalation voice. Hi, Jimmy. You look like you know your way round a pig or two. We are getting two pet sausage pigs next month. What should we name them? Ooh, sausage pigs. Aren't all pigs technically sausage pigs? It's kind of, it's where they're gonna fucking end up. Who's getting the sausage pigs?
Yeah.
And are these pets or do you live in a farm? Do you have chickens? What have you got at the moment? You've got nothing and you've gone straight to pig. I think this is an excellent move, by the way. To quote Churchill, you know, dogs look up to you. Cats look down on you. I like pigs, they look you in the eye. Excellent choice of pet. Names for pigs. Kevin Bacon and Hamlet. Jimmy, can you give my daughter advice about boyfriends? She is 17, thanks. Tim, where are you, Tim?
Hey.
Hi, Tim. Where's said daughter?
Just here.
Just here? How old are you?
17.
17? Yeah. Okay. What's your name?
Sienna.
Hi, Sienna. I'd recommend two things. Firstly, there's a girl called Louise Perry, and she wrote a book called The Case Against the Sexual Revolution, and it's a brilliant book. Came out about sort of 2 years ago. There's a new version of it out for younger people, but you're 17, read the grown-up version. It's a brilliant book. It's about how everything is loaded since the 1960s in men's favour. And it's not what you want. Everything's in our favour. Everything's about short relationships where we get what we want. I'd read that, and I'd read Mary Harrington, if you can remember that. Louise Perry and Mary Harrington. They're second-wave feminists. They're fucking brilliantly bright women. And I think if you read that, it'll change the way you think about, you know, sex and relationships and stuff, you know. Are you the boyfriend? Oh, he's absolutely fucking gutted I've said that. He's absolutely... Oh, no, I was planning on fingering her. What? I don't know how 17-year-olds roll at the moment. Are you... is it fingers or dick? What's going on? Your parents are sitting there. Sounds like it might be dick. That's okay, as long as it's kind of, you know, consensual and responsible. But I would say, you're 16, right, Roma? Louise Perry, The Case Against the Sexual Revolution. Or if you can't be asked to read it, she's on loads of podcasts. She did Modern Wisdom, the podcast. Have a listen to that for 2 hours. But it'll change the way, like, if you're going to believe in anything, believe in, you know, modern day feminism. But the proper stuff, not third wave intersectionality. That was boring. Back to dick jokes. Okay. What is your favourite film and why? Tony. All right, Tony? Where's Tony? You can be friends with Dave and John. I like True Romance. It's a Quentin Tarantino script. It's made by Tony Scott. I think it's incredible as a movie. I don't think there's a beat wrong in it. It's just incredible scene after incredible scene. You couldn't take a minute of it out. It's, yeah, Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper in a caravan. It's as good as it gets. I watch 1970s movies and only listen to new music. That's my top tip for people. It's quite boring again, but I'll tell you. Most people listen to old music because they want to get serotonin from the familiar, and they watch new films because they want to get the dopamine from the new stories. But 70s movies are better than movies that are made today, and new music is excellent, so I'd do that. Or do what you fucking like, I don't care. You know, what's your name, mate?
Josh,
what do you do, Josh?
Software.
Right. Sounds great. I don't do many impressions. I can do an impression of Josh that works in software. Would you like to see? Okay. Please. No, whoa, please. Please. That wasn't finished. Please. Mom, I'll be down in a minute. See.
Would you rather have sex with Rose West or Myra Hindley?
It's a great question. Now, Rose West is alive. And that's a big point in her favour, I would say. It's going to be... Yeah, it's tough. That is... Huh?
Be honest about it.
Be honest? Yes, it's the best policy here, I think. If you're fucking a monster. I can't imagine the scenario where this would happen. My conjugal visit with Rose West. Really feels like that'd be a real career turn. I used to like him, he was funny. I remember that time you fucked Rose West? Yeah, weird. That was weird.
Would you rather watch your mum and dad having sex every day or Johnny wants to stop it?
Would I rather watch my mum and dad having sex every day or join in once to stop it? That's a very easy question, sir. I'd watch. I mean, I'm not saying that would be a pleasant thing, but the other thing is a fucking three-way with your parents, you fucking lunatic. This guy's a fucking idiot.
Thoughts on immigration, Jimmy?
Thoughts on immigration? Well, I'm very pro-immigration on account of the whole being a fucking Irish immigrant. I like it. I like it. I take it as a massive fucking compliment. I sort of go, there's 8 billion people on the planet, right? And our lifestyle is only served here. And people want a piece of this because they've seen it. And they go, yeah, fucking, I want a piece of that. Fucking great. I think we either import people or we export our institutions. Those are our options. I think we should sort of do both. Yeah. I'd do a gag in a minute. I mean, obviously, there's bits within that we could joke about if you'd like, but it's all quite serious stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's the... if we're serious about stopping the boats, what we need to do is we need to think about the countries the people are fleeing from and make it easier for people to drown there. There you go, fine. I could do jokes. International Women's Day. Now, is that linked to Ladies' Night? is that the pre-drinking before Ladies' Night starts? Hang on a second, that was early. I felt like we were trying to start an engine. Go on. In what porn category? I would say, Keir Starmer and Trump, what porn category would they be in? I would say that is a challenging wank. That is quite, there's teenage boys going, no, I can't manage it, I'm sorry. What, are you all right? What's... Are you okay, the drunken lady? What's going on there? You all right? This isn't going to affect your benefits. What the fuck is going on? Where'd you learn to whisper? In a fucking helicopter? What's going on? I'm not Jeremy Kyle. I'm not going to take your kids away. Please do. Good on her. What's your name, love?
Louise.
Louise, and what do you do, Louise?
You're in sales,
and what are you selling?
Plastics and metals.
Plastics and metals. Is it all nicked stuff, is it, Louise? It feels like it might be nicked. We've got this stuff, it's plastic and metal. Do you want to buy it or not? You can have it. Otherwise, I give it to my fucking kids. It's plastic and metal. You don't belong in Tunbridge Wells. You need to leave and go to Maidstone. We're all thinking it. We're all thinking it.
Have you ever cried while masturbating?
Have I ever cried whilst masturbating? Whilst or directly afterwards?
Right.
Bit of wanked. During the process. I like the fact you're saying it's a process. Fucking hell, there's a lot going on there. Of course, yeah, there's a weird kind of thing about that where men associated with wanking, women don't masturbate, do they? They just expect us to believe it takes 45 minutes to have a bath. Why do we need a handheld power shower? Never you mind. I don't think so, but maybe. Maybe. I'm sure if I think of Louise while I do it. Hi, Jimmy. Big fan. I've just got my green card approved. I'm moving to America. Give me some advice. Lots of love. Jack. Where's Jack? Where are you, Jack? Hi, Jack. Which bit of America are you going to?
Arizona.
And what are you going to do in Arizona?
Work in tech.
Work in tech? I think you're going to be all right. I'll be honest. What bit of tech? I think he's weapons. It's going to be weapons, isn't it? He's making drones.
Drones.
Yeah. We all got it was weapons. It's like when people go, I work in aerospace. Do you? Fucking bombs. Good luck. I think you'll have fun. Arizona's nice. It's fucking warm. Bring some sunblock. What age are you, Jack?
32.
This is fucking ideal. I think you'll have a fucking great time. Yeah. I got no notes. Tremendous. We wish you well. Are you bringing a girl with you, Jack, or are you going on your own?
Yeah, my wife.
You're bringing your wife with you? Aww. Oh. That feels like a mistake, Jack. You're starting a new life. Is she here this evening, Jack? He's moving to you. So he's not making a mistake, she said in quite a chippy way. So are you the real reason he's going?
Yeah.
Oh, the romance. And what do you do?
Suck cock.
Your answer is suck cock. This is why they're fucking leaving. Go on, what do you do? You're doing your master's here and then you're going to fuck off back. Excellent. What's the master's in?
Sucking cock.
He only really knows one phrase. But he is doing very well with it. You think she's got a master's in sucking cock? What would she qualify as, a head teacher? That was easy. Well, good luck, you guys. Sounds fucking great. Hey, Jimmy. I've left my fiance in A&E tonight to come watch you. Well worth it. Who's got a fiance in A&E?
Yeah.
What happened, my friend?
Kidney infection.
A kidney infection? Are you taking the piss? Not that funny, but bloody quick. And what is she? Is she all right now?
I think so.
I feel like we should give her a call, shouldn't we? Should we give her a call? Have you got your phone?
Yeah,
phone. Yeah, bring it down. I'll say hello to her. All right. Hmm, might as well. She's poor thing. She's in A&E. Was she gonna come to the gig?
No.
She wasn't. Well, that changes this conversation. What's she called?
Julianne.
Julianne, all right, I'll say hello. What's your name?
Declan.
Hi, Declan. Thanks for coming to the gig. She's not answering. She might be dead. Oh, hello, Julie. Oh, hi, Julie, it's Jimmy Carr calling. It's about your kidney infection. I'm here with your boyfriend, and we've had a chat, and we think it's probably because you're not taking a piss after he fucks you. So it's actually quite important to kind of flush out your system. So don't be a lazy cow, yeah? Okay, good luck. Okay. What? She had cystitis, she didn't get a treat, that's what's going to fucking happen. What are you going to do? Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.